Aloha and welcome to Elevating Motherhood. I'm so glad you're here. I'm your host, Lori Beth Aldridge. I've taken my passion for conversation, perspective, and supporting moms and turned it into a podcast. My goal is to talk openly about motherhood, offer new ideas, and help moms find their confidence in this busy and sometimes overwhelming world we live in. We're going to dive deep, open up, and elevate motherhood. Thanks for being here with me. Let's get started. Aloha, mamas. Oh my gosh, we made it through 2023. Holy smokes. I want to say that most of the people on my Instagram feed and in my life have said that 2023 is a really hard year. I'll also add in there, though, being from Maui, a lot of my friends and followers and family, Hanai family, are on Maui, and I can attest that this has been one of the most traumatic and trying years of a lot of people's lives, people who are very close to me. And even if people aren't close to me, we're very close to that community, having lived there for just shy of 20 years. And just, man, we're over here traumatized and heartbroken alongside of them, but definitely not to the extent of people who are still on the island and dealing with the day in and day out of everything that's happened since August. So we'll continue to pray for them. I actually want to ask you to continue to keep the people of Maui in your prayers and pray very specifically that they have access to healing that is healthy, and outlets that are healthy, and support that is healthy for them, their bodies, their minds, their spirits, and then also healthy for their families and their generational homes and generational lands, and that they stay with them, and that they feel encouraged and hopeful. So there's very specific things I'd like to ask you guys to continue to pray for the people of Maui, especially the people of Lahaina and Kula who were affected by the fires this year. So thank you so much for continuing to pray for them, for sure. All of that being said, you know, we had our low moments this year in 2023 too. We had kind of a trying time moving into the new house that we moved into, we're into and settled, and everything's fine. The house has been blessed and all that, and we're good. But 3 days after the Maui fires, and right after we had moved in to the house, we were evacuated for a fire near us. It was like, you know, you're just getting ready to give the kids a bath and start dinner. And I'm having like a very visceral reaction just recalling this, but like so much tension in my neck and shoulders, they just kind of seized up right away. But one moment you're in the new house trying to make sense of everything. And, you know, like I said, just doing your routine with your kids. And the next, your phone is telling you you're at a level 3 evacuation for a fire nearby and you have to leave immediately. And boy, if you don't know what it is you're going to do in an emergency, I sure did in that moment. And I'll tell you, it involved me grabbing the dogs, the kids, throwing them in the car and driving. And we were safe. Our house was safe and they managed to keep everything under control. But it was a little too close for comfort, and that close to the Maui fires, man, that was really, really, really something. But going into 2024 and here at the end of 2023, I am absolutely overcome with gratitude for this past year. We have had so much abundance and opportunity. We traveled to 19 states this year, which is amazing. And I can't even believe that we did that in 1 year, but we did. We moved into the new house. We have deepened our relationships and friendships here in North Idaho. We have gone to conferences and connected with people and made new friends and connected with old friends in different ways. And oh man, there is just so much good that has come out of this year. We have 2 puppies. We have more kittens. You know, we have farm plans. And all in all, at the end of this year, when we take a look at everything that we have, and not on a superficial level, but also like, I am so grateful at this point to have a roof over my head, because I know so many people who are close to me and don't have that, and they don't have that luxury. And so there has been a huge perspective shift for us this year. At the end of 2023, Chris and I have been talking about what success looks like, and really reevaluating that in our own lives. And we are humbled. We are absolutely humbled. I don't know if this is one of the first times you're tuning in, you won't have known, or if you don't follow me on Instagram, you won't have known, but when we first moved off of Maui, I felt like God put it on my heart to work on detachment and really detaching myself from things, from my house, from my stuff, from what I thought my life was going to look like. And yeah, then, you know, 2020 happened, and I was pregnant with our fourth child, and we ended up moving, and oh my gosh, that was such a whirlwind. And so I watched that calling to work on detachment play out in my life. And after we moved here and we landed in Idaho, we're still less than 2 years into the move. There are still things about the mainland that confuse me and kind of throw me for a loop sometimes. And we're still not 100% comfortable, and we don't have that level of ease and comfort that comes along with living in a place for almost 20 years. So everything is still kind of new. And there's some things, it kind of feels like we were seeking out ease and comfort as much as possible the last couple of years. One for me personally, physically, because of sleep deprivation, right? Having a baby and nursing for over 2 years. And then just, yeah, feeling like you're not sleeping well, changing houses, changing communities, changing cultures, everything. It just, there hasn't been a sense of ease and comfort. And so I feel like, well, also too, from a physical standpoint, I couldn't even walk at one point. There was a season where my postpartum hip stuff, pelvic floor stuff, all of that made it so that I just felt like I couldn't even walk, and it was really hard. And I'm out of that now. But because of all of these things, it felt like we spent a lot of time searching for comfort and ease on some level, because we had that. And then we very much didn't have that in any area of our life. And now we're kind of back to having that. And now that we have it, I feel like our call is different. So for us as a family, I feel like we're being called to work on different things and get outside of our comfort zone, even though it feels like we've been outside our comfort zone for a couple of years. But more than getting outside our comfort zone, I think it's us being called as a family unit to seek more than comfort and ease. But for me personally, I felt that shift in the last couple of years, from what felt like my assignment was to work on detachment. Suddenly I'm working on trusting God's timing and then also humility. And I have very much seen that played out in my everyday life. I mean, I could give you so much testimony as to why those two things are what it is I'm being called to work on personally. We have been in so many humbling situations, and situations where the answer to a problem or the answer to a discomfort was humility. And then trusting God's timing too. Man, that one has been an interesting one to follow and to be obedient about, because God's timing is so much different than ours. And I mean, time and time and time again this year, with our family finances, with timing of trips, with planning things way in advance, which is something we never really did in the past, but trusting that that's what we were supposed to do, slowing down, like getting off the hamster wheel of American hustle culture and moving to the woods and homeschooling. But then also taking our homeschooling down a notch as far as pacing goes. And then that brings a lot of insecurity with it too, making changes like that to your homeschool or to your daily life, or saying like, hey, as a family, we don't value American hustle culture and we value God's timing. So how can we incorporate that into our everyday life, into our decisions, and make that a family value that we follow through with on a minute by minute basis? And it's been very humbling. So between following the call, listening to the call to follow and trust God's timing, and then also work on humility, I feel like we're at another crossroads where we haven't mastered those two skills, but we have been working on them. I have been working on them actively, because I definitely don't feel like that was necessarily a family calling so much as like a calling for me. It just, you know, as the mom in a large family, it definitely bleeds over into our everyday. But now I feel a shift happening too, as far as energy goes. And it has to do like physical energy, mental energy, emotional energy, spiritual energy, all of that. So as I deepen my faith, living in a community of other Christians, oh man, that deep breath right there, that sigh of relief is absolutely authentic and very visceral to this moment, because ever since we moved to North Idaho, and I'm around other Christians, fellow Christians who talk openly about their faith, the ease that I feel in that area of my life is, it blows my mind. It really does. It just, you know what, now in upon reflecting, that has been the ease in my life that has been missing for sure. So even though we had ease and comfort and predictability and familiarity on our island home of 2 decades, I don't think I ever had that level of spiritual ease that I have here, and I am so very grateful for that. So it is in that spirit of spiritual ease that I came across my word for 2024. I don't think that I'm a stickler for what's your phrase for the new year, what's your goal for the new year, what's your resolution, what's your word for the new year. I don't think that I was seeking out a word for the new year, but I feel like a word found me and it made its way into my heart and my thoughts and my body. And it has changed the way that I have moved my body, the way I've been thinking, how it is I've been showing up. You know, when I'm suddenly creating more time and space to think about my life, shutting my phone off more, and realizing that what I need in my life right now, the thing I need to work on that is divinely guided, is endurance. And I came across this word endurance in a search that I did for what the Bible has to say about self-discipline, because I realized that one of the things I want to work on in the new year is self-discipline in all areas of my life. I feel like because I've been so in the moment trying to figure out a new community, find my place here, have a sense of belonging for me and my kids, serve my new community, listen to God's calling to put the podcast on hold, even when I didn't want to, helping my husband with the transition, him helping me, us helping each other, plus making so much of our food and growing our businesses and also slowing down on our businesses. I mean, it has just been a wild, wild year. And now we are transitioning out of it. And I realize that an element I'm going to need in order to be more focused, to get more done, not at an American hustle culture pace, but to get more done with ease and simplicity and with a spiritual base, would be to have more self-discipline, self-control. When I look at the fruits of the Spirit, it's the one that I need to work on the most in this season of my life. So in that spirit, I looked up what does the Bible say about self-discipline, and I came across Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1, that there's some other stuff in there too, but the main takeaway for me was, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. And the moment I read that, I was like, endurance, yes, that is it. That is what I'm going to be striving for. That's what I'm going to be focusing on in all areas of my life. And the second that that word came across my desk, I like to say, I felt this enormous shift in me. And ever since that day, I have gone on 2 walks a day. I've moved my body more. I've nourished my body better. It's like everything sort of clicked. And I realized that something that I needed to work toward was endurance. It's such a motivating word for me. Self-discipline does not motivate me, does the opposite actually. Self-control, not my favorite concept, but one that is definitely worthy of my attention, being one of the fruits of the Spirit. And I think it's something we're all called to work on. So how can I do that? And how can I do that in community? And how can I do that within my family and within all areas of my life? How can I do that? And then I felt like this verse from Hebrews just jumped out at me and was like, you know, endurance for the race that's laid out before us, because that is another huge shift that I feel like has happened ever since we first started talking about leaving Maui. It's actually one of the first times in my life where I felt like I was very consciously following the path that God set out for me and set out for my family. Because it's not one that I would have planned for or goal set for or any of these sort of buzzwords that we have, you know, set a resolution to leave Maui, leave paradise. Why? What? What the heck? Why would we do that? So it felt like an act of obedience. There was a level of maturity there that I hadn't had in my life before. And, you know, I think a lot of that has to do with age and experience for sure. Hallelujah. We age. Oh my gosh. That's another thing about American cultural messaging. Like, stay young, stay young. No, don't stay young. Oh my gosh. Grow up, mature. It is so awesome. It is so, oh, it's beautiful. They try to tell you it's something else, but man, let me tell you, there's no level of peace that I felt in my 20s or 30s like I do now in my 40s. Thank God for maturity and experience for sure. But I digress. The path set out before us. Well, there's a shift in our path that's happened multiple times since we moved to the mainland. And I am more open now than ever because I've worked on humility and understanding God's timing and trusting God's timing more. And also understanding that God has a path laid out for us. And it's important that we walk it. There are so many different folks out there who try to teach us about, you know, the path made clear and try to give us their insights into what that looks like. And more I'm starting to understand as I mature, full circle, right? That it's less about what other people are telling me and more about what God has planned for me and planned for my family. And in trusting in that, we have received so much abundance. It's easier to count it all joy, even the hardships, when we are trusting of God's timing and God's plan for everything. So it is actually with great enthusiasm that I'm going into 2024 with this word endurance and doing what it takes for my physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual states to kind of come together and work together more harmoniously with endurance at the center, and endurance for a very specific purpose and not one that I have laid out in color-coded markers and a calendar with other people's ideas, but one that God has laid out for me in my life. And the more I can trust in that, the easier my life is. And the less I have to seek out ease and comfort and avoid discomfort, but the more I realize that discomfort teaches us lessons, and there's a sense of ease and comfort and peace that comes with following God's path for you. The more that I follow God's path for myself, the less I have to actively seek out comfort and ease and peace and all of that. It's just something that naturally comes. And also when discomfort comes, I have the ability to count it all joy, because upon reflecting on 2023, one of the craziest, oh my gosh, it's like back-to-back crazy years, 3-4 years in a row. In looking back, I actually feel like I have nothing but gratitude for even the difficult moments, because it has showed us the other fruits of the spirit that, you know, ease and sitting around on the couch with cozy blankets, you know, doesn't teach us. But getting out there and living life, getting off of our phones, living life, being in community, walking the path set out before us, there's this crazy ease that comes in the doing and showing up. And I do feel like endurance is like the missing ingredient. It's the salt I forgot to add to the sourdough, right? And if you're a sourdough baker, you get it. How many times have we left out the salt at the end? So endurance, that is my word for 2024. I would love to know if you have a word for 2024, if that feels like something that's important to you or something that is not important to you. I would love if you would email me, LoriBeth@elevatingmotherhood.com, or you can send me a message on Instagram. That's probably the easiest way to get a hold of me, @LoriBethAldridge on Instagram, Aldridge with a U. Or I believe Spotify has now given us an option of commenting, and there are polls and things like that that we can add to the bottom of our podcast. So maybe I'll pop on Spotify here and do a poll, and you can share your word in there. Thank you so much to all of you who have showed up today and listened to this episode. Thank you also for everyone who has been listening in all of 2023 and before that as well. I hope you will tune in here in the new year. There are so many exciting shows. Oh my gosh, so many different, interesting, unique topics. I mean, wow. The more I dive into topics, some of them that aren't even necessarily relevant to me, but just a resource for moms that they've reached out and said they need a resource for, I have learned so much about myself. So even if you see a podcast episode where you're like, I'm not sure that really applies to me, just know that I don't publish any episodes that don't have gems in them for all of us on some level, some way, either applicable to our own personal lives or how we can show up for our friends who might be going through struggles or trials with different topics here on the show. There is always something in every episode. Thanks again for listening. I will be praying for you and your family in the new year here, and praying that you too have all the endurance and all the opportunities to work on endurance that you need for the new year. That's it for this episode of Elevating Motherhood. Thanks again for spending your valuable time with me today. I hope you found some insight and inspiration, or maybe a little of both. If you like today's show, please leave a review on iTunes. I use your feedback to plan future shows and cover topics that serve you. You can also connect with me on Instagram and Facebook. Links to those accounts are in the show notes. For more information, including today's show notes, head to elevatingmotherhood.com. That's elevatingmotherhood.com. Thanks again, Mama. I appreciate you.